from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Six still being held by Taliban kidnappers. Hours after claiming responsibility for kidnapping 27 passengers in southern Afghanistan, the Taliban announced late Tuesday that it had freed all but six of the abductees. The latest incident of mass kidnapping happened early in the day in restive Helmand province, where Afghan security forces have been battling the insurgents to reverse recent battlefield losses. According to the head of the Provincial Transportation Department, Abdul Ghaffour Toki, the heavily armed men stopped some 14 vehicles and abducted the passengers. He told VOA that the freed passengers were allowed to resume their journey on the main highway, which links southern Kandahar and western Herat provinces. Toki said he did not know the ethnicities of those involved. Afghan officials have not commented on the latest development. A British man was arrested Saturday in Las Vegas for what the Secret Service says was an attempt to kill Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. A complaint filed Monday in federal court says Michael Stephen Sanford drove across the country last week to attend a Trump rally at the Treasure Island Casino, where he tried to grab a gun from the holster of a Las Vegas police officer who was providing security. A Secret Service agent wrote in court documents that Sanford claimed he had been planning to attempt to kill Trump for about a year, but decided to act on this occasion because he finally felt confident about trying it. No motive is mentioned. Sanford told authorities he'd never fired a gun before last Friday when he went to a Las Vegas gun range to learn how to shoot. He also said that if he were released from custody, he would try again to kill Trump, and that if he had not acted in Las Vegas, he had already made plans to try again at a rally in Arizona. This is VOA News. The International Criminal Court has sentenced former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba to 18 years in prison for leading a campaign of rape and murder in neighboring Central African Republic. Bemba's conviction is the first time the ICC has issued a conviction for rape as war crime and a crime against humanity. He also was the first to be held directly responsible for his subordinates' crimes. Lisa Bryant has more for VOA from Paris.
The chamber sentences Mr. Bemba.
Presiding Judge Sylvia Steiner read out the sentence at the end of the short hearing as Jean-Pierre Bemba listened intently. The former Congolese vice president was convicted by the International Criminal Court in March of war crimes and crimes against humanity for his troops' brutal campaign in Central African Republic in 2002 and 2003.
Mr. Bemba's failure to take action was deliberately aimed at encouraging the attack directed against the civilian population and directly contributed to the continuation and further commission of crimes.
The prosecution had asked for a minimum 25-year sentence. His defense team says he will appeal. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Somali-based al-Shabaab fighters said they killed five Kenyan police officers in an ambush of a police convoy as it traveled through the northeastern part of the country. The attack occurred near the town of Elwak, near the southern Somali border. The jihadist group has launched a series of attacks after Kenya sent troops into Somalia to fight the insurgency. An Egyptian court declared Tuesday that handing control of two islands in the Red Sea to Saudi Arabia is illegal. The transfer of Tiran and Sanfir was included in April in a maritime border agreement with Saudi Arabia. The Egyptian government said Saudi Arabia had legal and historic sovereignty over the islands and was simply returning the kingdom's own territory. But the decision was met with protests and outrage. Officials said the protests could damage relations between the two countries. The court's ruling can be appealed. The explosion of a car bomb on Syria's border with Jordan that killed six Jordanian troops and wounded 14 other people is raising fears that violence in Syria is spreading to its neighbors. No group has claimed responsibility for Tuesday's border attack, but hours later, Jordan's King Abdullah vowed to strike anyone who threatens Jordan or its borders with an iron fist. In early June, five Jordanian intelligence officers were killed in an attack on a security office near a Palestinian refugee camp near the capital of Amman. According to partial transcripts released Monday, the gunman who killed 49 patrons in Orlando, Florida last week called himself an Islamic soldier and threatened to strap hostages into explosive vests. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.